Hey there, welcome to another episode of Fans in Motion, the Ultimate Night Ranger podcast. Joining me, like always, the man, the thunder from down under. I think he's got his own Vegas show, right? That all the ladies go to.
That hasn't been announced yet, Josh.
All right. Well, we're announcing it here. Anyways, my buddy Dave Nadelman, Florida man. How you doing, brother?
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
I am doing fantastic. My Bengals won today. We lost Joe Burrow. Yeah, the Reds stink. My life's
Dolphins
pretty much
lost. Yeah,
it's, well, Dolphins look horrible.
they did.
So,
They did.
but anyways, we are here to talk about Night Ranger. And we are going to kick it off. We're going to talk a few things. I was out on the road with him for a few days, 3 or 4 days, a couple weeks ago. I got some kind of cool stuff to show off that I've gotten recently. And what else? We're going to talk about FemFest, Fans in Motion Fest, Fort Wayne.
Coming up
S
soon.
definitely. So, for those that don't know, Fans in Motion Fest, what do we got? October 2nd. Right. Night Rangers playing in Fort Wayne at the Clyde Theater. And then the next night, Friday, we've got the atrium at the Fort Wayne Hilton, 5 o'clock, FemFest. We are going to have all kinds of fun. We're going to get into it here in a little bit. So let's kick it off some. All right. So the meet and greets for FemFest, or not meet FemFest, yes, meet and greets for me and Dave Nadelman,
Sold
$399.
out.
Yeah, sold out. But the meet and greets for the Night Ranger show are sold out for Fort Wayne. I did talk to the powers that be about maybe adding some more. I will put word out if some get added. But as of now, the meet and greets are sold out. There are tickets available. There you go. So ticket-wise, that is what we got going on. We are on the fourth room block, and there are only a few rooms left in that block. And once this block is gone, they will no longer hold any more rooms because it is now closer to the
Right.
date. Prices are going up. There's other events there. So,
We should have just got the whole hotel. Just rented out the whole hotel.
you know what? We should have.
Yep.
So if you're wanting to go, you better go find the link on the page, the Fans in Motion page on Facebook, or message me. I'll get you the link, but there's not very many rooms left. Now, once our room block is gone, you can still go and get rooms at the Fort Wayne Hilton. It's just you're going to be paying a higher price and stuff like that. You don't have to stay at the Fort Wayne Hilton. If you want to stay at any other hotel, you're more than welcome to. We don't care. And then come over to the hotel for the FemFest on Friday. What else? What else? So
Do we
what
have a
else?
count of how many we have so far, or?
My guess is we're going to be somewhere around 70 to 100 people, which isn't bad for it being in Fort Wayne. It's not bad for it being planned 3 months out. And
And it's not bad for that it's going to be a show that night anyway, somewhere else, right?
well, yeah, I mean it's 6, 7 hours away,
Oh, okay.
but yeah, so yeah, I mean it is what it is. And I mean most of the times after shows, even if there's 10 of us, we're having a hell of a time.
True.
When we had the big one in Cleveland a couple years ago, it was 30, 40 people there, and it was memorable. So
And
you
that
can,
wasn't a planned event. That was just,
yeah, it was
yeah.
spontaneous. I mean, it was planned like maybe a week out or something, but yeah, pretty much spontaneous. I will tell you this. You definitely want to go to the Night Ranger show because I think you're going to hear stuff that A has never been played live, or B, hasn't been played live in maybe 30, 35 years. That's all I can say.
That's all you can say, but
That's all I can say, but I sat him down. I said, "Hey, listen here. This is the deal."
we're bringing in boatloads of people. Let's do it.
And now for the actual event the next day. We're gonna, I'm gonna have, equipment there. We're gonna play Night Ranger. I'm gonna bring some rare stuff to listen to. And right now, the way it looks is I'm going to be able to play a unreleased Brad Gillis song that he sings. Something unreleased by Jack Blades that he's going to send me, and something unreleased by Kelly Kagi that he's going to send me. So there is that.
Shit, Josh, this might have to be a weekend event. You're going to have so many people there after
And
saying that.
like I said, other stuff like rare stuff I have, demos, stuff like that. So there you are. Now, the other thing is, and I got to put up the details, but I'm going to look at having put together like a raffle to pay for, because I have to rent the atrium and equipment and stuff. I don't want to make money. I just don't want to lose money. So Night Rangers donated stuff. I've donated stuff. Dave's donating stuff. There's a lot of people on the page that are donating stuff. And my goal is to have a raffle that everybody wins something, right? Now, may not be that big, but my goal is 60 tickets. I'd like to do something like six 25 bucks each, right? And so here's just a small sample of what I've gotten so far. So we got Metal Warrior, Carrie Kelly's new disc, signed by Carrie. I forgot to get it signed, but we're going to have an Eric Levy shirt signed by him. I got a Ted Nugent autographed 8x10 Ted Nugent sticker. I got a couple of these. The Gold Mine magazine from a couple years ago, signed by Jack. Looks pretty sharp too with the silver and black. How about this? Sheet Music for Rubicon. I'm going to take care of everything, signed by Jack and Brad. The ATPO record, signed by all five members.
Nice.
There is the cover. Jack Blades. See? How about this? About this? This will be a good one. Man in Motion, signed by Jeff.
Wasn't expecting to see that.
So that comes from my. It's saying I
You're
have.
muting out. You're good.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, but you're in and out just a minute ago.
Yeah, something's going on with old speakers there. I don't know what's going on.
Your speakers, my internet, we're falling apart here.
Signed ATVPO cover by all members. And how about this? A used drum head signed by all five members of the band. So there you go. And that's not it. I mean, Dave, you got something there, right?
I do somewhere. So, see how it shows in the. It's probably not going to show.
Just keep moving it around, buddy. Keep moving it around. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you got it earlier. Put it in front of you. Right there, right there. You can stop. Anyways, it is the CD cover, right?
That's a CD cover and the CD in a frame from the ATBBO.
And it's framed. It looks beautiful. It's the CD cover signed by all the members. The CD's in there. It looks great. Trust us, we would not lie to you. And I got other stuff. I'm gonna have some Night Ranger shirts. We're gonna have some Fans of Motion shirts. I'm gonna have like a Fans of Motion like sticker package with like some keychains. Just I'm gonna dig through all my shit and find some more cool stuff to throw in there as well. And I'm sure when I see the guys in Fort Wayne, we'll get some more stuff as well. Sounds pretty cool, right? Right, Dave?
I'm going to show up, so
Yeah.
you pulled me in.
All right. So what should we do next? Let's do some little bit of Night Ranger memorabilia. I haven't done that in a while. So do you remember when we had Tim on from Tim's Vinyl Connection or Confessions?
We've had him
And
on a couple of times, yeah.
we were talking about, I think, Rubicon 8-tracks. And I brought up, I've never seen American Dreams on 8-track. And we were like, well, it probably exists. I don't know. It's like you think you would see it, but maybe that maybe that since the first album didn't sell well, maybe they didn't put it out on 8-track. Well, guess what I found? Ba-da-ba.
Not bad condition either.
Rubicon, America Dreams. America Dreams.
It's got that essential song on there.
Yep, there you go. So that was kind of cool. Something I had never seen before.
VHS Japan Tour 83. I've seen that before. I think a buddy of mine has it.
So obviously it's bootlegged on DVD. The LaserDisc is out there, but very rarely does the VHS come up. It's probably one of the more rare items out there. But there is the cover. Kind of opens up. We got other stuff you can buy.
Is that official? Is
Yes.
that an official release?
Yes. Only released in Japan. There was never an official US release. It was released on VHS, then eventually on LaserDisc. And then there's the little booklet.
Our boys were so young.
So there you are. A couple things. Oh, here, I'll show this while I'm at it. The third and final Mother's Army cassette tape. I think it was only released on cassette in Indonesia. So, like I said, kind of weird. It was really only released overseas in Japan and Europe. So, this was the band with Bob Daisley from Ozzy, Jeff Watson, Carmine, which one's he pronounced? Apice.
Apathy.
And Jeff Watson of Night Ranger and Jolynn Turner as the singer.
Incredible
And
voice. Incredible voice.
I never really knew it was on. Well, this record says it's got Ansley Dunbar. Maybe Carmine was on the original. No, I thought it was the other way around. Anyways, I don't know. There we go. Night Ranger nerd. So the only way you can get that on cassette is from Indonesia. All right, some Night Ranger newas. A few new shows came about. Night Ranger is returning to Cleveland at the MGM Grand, which used to be the old Hard Rock casino. What day is that? Let's see here. So that is November 21st, MGM Northfield Park in Cleveland. And then
Is that when they come back from Japan?
Well, there's some shows in between this and Japan. They're in Japan right after Fort Wayne.
Right. So, okay.
So they'll be back. They will have, this is like a month after they're back. And you have Saturday, November 22nd at Atlantic City in New Jersey. And you have November 23rd in Reading, Pennsylvania at the Santander Performing Arts Center. So there you go. I'm sure I'll see a lot of people at the Cleveland show. And then the other thing is, Brad's got some new music out, which we've hinted at before on some prior episodes, but Rick Hughes of the band Sword and of the band Saints and Sinners that we will talk about somewhere down the line. Saints and Sinners was a early 90s band that had Jesse Bradman in it, who Jesse Bradman was the keyboard player on the Man in Motion tour. A few years later, he was in a band with Rick Hughes called Saints and Sinners. If grunge hadn't taken over, that band probably would have done probably pretty well because it was a decent record. Aldo Nova produced it. I think Jon Bon Jovi wrote a song on it. But anyways, now Rick Hughes has a solo record coming out, and the first single is a cover of The Who, The Real Me, and it's got basically the Speak of the Devil lineup. So it's Brad on guitar, Rudy Sarzo on bass, and Tommy Aldridge on drums. So you can see the video. It's out there. Go to the Night Ranger page, go to Brad's page, and you shall see it. Metal Warrior, Carrie's project. I know it's been getting some love on like Hair Nation and Ozzy's Boneyard from Mark Striegel. If you haven't checked it out yet, really good record. And what else do we got? What else?
Is
Yeah.
do they plan on touring that album at all, do you think? Metal Warrior, any kind of tour, or I guess that would be kind of tough.
Yeah, I doubt that. But I don't know for sure, but I wouldn't think so. You do have Joel Hoekstra is going to be having a new record out here in a couple months, so
Another
you'll,
th another 13?
yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So we will have that.
Is that the fourth one? That's gonna be the fourth one,
That
right?
will be the fourth one. You are correct. All right. So what else? Was on the road with him for a little bit. We went to Prestonburg, Kentucky, which is out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, I mean, you're like an hour and a half, 2 hours away from any city, but there was a decent turnout, and I got to see a lot of the some fans in motion there. Mary and Kathy and Brian was there, and
Was
I
it a headlining
think,
show? Was it headlining?
yeah. I think I was, yeah, I actually made the group photo for that one. So there you go. Good turnout for being in the in
Looks like
the
half the population of Preston, Kentucky, right there in that photo, huh?
well, yeah, I mean, it's a, you know, they've got like Pikes, you know, there's a Pikesville's, you know, maybe 20 minutes away. It's got like a college town, and then Prestonsburg. I mean, as like I said, there's not a lot there. But I did get to sit in on sound check, and that's where I heard some cool stuff. And, you know, like I said, you need to come to the Fort Wayne show. But yeah, you know, they played Rumors. They played, what else did they play? Talk to me, Goose. They played Penny, Rumors. Those
Penny
were,
and Rumors were the two songs that I heard
yeah,
about.
that was the two that they threw out there.
With Penny being more rare than Rumors, obviously. I mean,
Yeah, they've been throwing Rumors in a lot more than usual. And then the next day they were in Florence, which is basically Cincinnati. Brad and I went to a place called Mike's Music over in Newport, which is across the river there in Kentucky. And if you saw, Brad made a post, so there are some photos and stuff you can go look at. But you talk about, I mean, just this guitar, $15,000, this guitar, $80,000, this guitar, $60,000. I mean, it's all just vintage stuff from the 50s and 60s. And yeah, it was cool being there, listening to those guys, seeing Brad pick up different stuff and playing it. And yeah, so if you're ever in Cincinnati, go across the river over to Newport to Mike's Music. Very, very cool. Very different. Most of the time, like all the guitar shops that I've ever been around are, yeah, they got some vintage stuff, but it's all newer stuff.
Right.
This guy just deals in all classic stuff, and he's known throughout the country. I mean, a lot of people are in touch with him, and either he's got it or he knows who can get it. Yeah, so yeah, so we did that and then went back, we went to the venue. Pretty hectic. I saw a lot of hands in motion there. Unfortunately, I didn't get a lot of time to hang out at that show. We did get there was a group photo. I wasn't able to be included with that, but
We know your time is very precious, Josh.
Jefferson Starship opened, and Night Ranger was obviously after that. Now, the one cool thing I was able to arrange and get set up was I've had him on the podcast previously. I've talked about him previously, the Night Ranger tribute band out of Cincinnati, Sentimental Street. I was able to get the band and their spouses at, like basically meet and greet, but I got them to be able to meet the band, get a group photo. So I think one of the guys maybe posted it on the Fans in Motion, but if not, go
Nice.
look up Sentimental Street. And I know the guitar player Eddie, who does Brad and Jeff's parts. Brad at the end of the show handed him Bubba, and they got a picture and stuff. So
Nice.
that was cool. I was able to do that. And then there was a private show on Saturday. And some cool stuff happened, Dave. And unfortunately, I can't say anything. Something will come out. I will just say it's fucking cool. It was really neat.
So what is a private show? Is that somebody hires the band or
Yeah, so
hires the
it would be basically, I mean, it's not like you can just hire the band and have them play, in your yard or something.
Right.
You've got to, you've got to have, okay, what kind of stage you got, what kind of insurance.
Yeah.
So I know some people are on the page are always like, let's get hire Night Ranger, do a private show. And it's like, yeah, it just doesn't quite work that easily. But this was a private show. Ted was there. So it was kind of cool seeing Jack and Ted hang out. And here, I'll do something real quick. Let's see here. Yeah, the stuff that happened before the show is really cool. I can't wait for it to come out. But here's a picture of old Brad and Ted. And I just took a real small clip, but here is the guys and Ted. Just rehearsing.
Very cool.
Don't know if you hear the cat scratch
Cannot.
fever. They're messing with cat scratch fever. So yeah, that's just some little cool stuff that, you know, that happens. But yeah, so Night Ranger comes out and does their show, and then at the end they do Coming of Age, which I recorded and put on the Night Ranger page, and Cat Scratch Fear. And yeah, so but yeah, it's kind of cool seeing Jack and Ted, you
Yeah.
know, sharing stories and, you know, him and Brad talking. And like I said, I got to talk to a little to Ted a little bit, and yeah, so it was a really good time. You know, it was stuff that was done for charity, and you know, really cool. So anyways, there we go. Just, you know, just a little bit of Night Ranger talk. So Dave, FinFest, are you ready?
I am
Oh, I
ready.
do got to thank Mary. She got me this Woodburger Grill shirt. I think it's from a restaurant that was in Prestonsburg or something like that. It says on the back, I can't remember, but
The restaurant in Prestonsburg or a restaurant
huh? Yeah, well, yeah.
that
But yeah. I'm looking forward to
it's going to be a good time.
like I
What's the
said,
weather like in Fort Wayne in October? Is it like normal? I don't.
it'll
I live in
probably
Florida.
be
It's hot all the time.
you know, high 40s or, you know, low 50s in the morning and 75, 80 in the afternoon. But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You're inside and we got booze. So, but yeah, and I will. And then we got some more things lined up. You know, I don't want to announce yet, but, you know, hopefully this is the first of many FinFest. All right. What else you got, Nadelman? I can't hear you. What happened?
We can have two a year, biannual.
I think we're pushing our luck, buddy.
Right.
But all right, listen. If you need some Fans of Motion shirts, get a hold of me. Eric Levy shirts, get a hold of me. What else? Go to Fans in Motion on Facebook. Click join. Go to Fans of Motion on Instagram. That would be awesome. What else? Go to Fans of Motion on Twitter, X. That would be great. If you're listening to this on YouTube or wherever, Spotify,
A little
iHeartRadio,
thumbs up,
yeah, thumbs
the
up.
bell, the notifications, all
All
that
that.
stuff.
And hit subscribe. It makes my heart go pitter patter.
If you even make a comment, he might even just faint right there in front of you. Let him just make a comment. Tell Josh how great he is. He needs that.
You know, I don't need reaffirmed all the time, I know. But all right, Dave, thank you for joining me, brother.
Always.
We got some cool interviews coming up too. So keep your eyes peeled. Peeled, I said. Later.
Later.
Out on the road today, I saw a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. A little voice inside my head said, don't look.